Ba-dum-bum-bum-bum-bum. Oh. This Carrie and Tommy catch-up is a celebration, just like Nugvember, where you can celebrate how much you hashtag love your nugs with Ingham's Chicken Nuggets. Find them in the freezer aisle.
One of my favourite days of the week. It is Friday Eve. Carrie Bickmore.
Hello.
Freeve. I call it Freeve.
Good to see you, Tommy Little.
What's up, Buzzo?
Not a lot. Actually, I'll tell you what's up. Today, everyone who gets on our show, every caller receives a $100 Priceline voucher for Christmas gifting. There is no place like Priceline.
That's awesome.
Christian, if you run out and give a call, you get a $100 Priceline voucher. We can split it.
He doesn't have time to do that because he's been spending the last 24 hours going through all the comments from your ridiculous birthing photo you made me do.
Hasn't it gone off its rocker? You're welcome.
Give us a little update. Like, how's it gone, Christian?
What if I talk? Because you're donating, Little Innocents are donating 20 grand to UNICEF.
Yes,
Little
Innocents,
the great
people.
They've
commented under the photo.
Oh, yeah. What did they
say? Does that make you nervous?
Well, yes, it
makes me
it
a bit nervous.
Because I don't think they really, well, I didn't know what I was getting myself in for, so there's no way they could have known.
They really appreciate everything that you're putting up with Carrie is basically what they comment
saying. Oh, well, thank you, Little Innocents, because I'm putting up with a lot.
Well, I mean, what about my gorgeous buttocks? Did they get a mention?
A lot of people did comment on how muscly your butt was.
I've got a muscly butt. It's really nice.
Photoshopped.
Yeah, I've got a pancake ass in real life. But we have dropped the second photo.
Yes. So when we were planning this shoot, you told me we were going to do a glamour family photo shoot, right? And so I've got to admit, when we were doing the birthing bit, I was like, this is nothing like I had planned. And then you brought out this amazing gown and I was like, oh, my God, that's beautiful. And I got in it. And at the moment, I haven't put heels on in months and I felt so glamorous.
Yes. And you look stunning. You look absolutely stunning. It is like something. You're a Vogue cover girl.
Yeah, except for the one little piece you're missing. I turn around as I'm staying there. So we've got this big fan and the fan's blowing this tulle behind me. And I'm like, this is just so high glamour. I turn around. Who is wound up caught in the tulle?
I'll tell you who. A bloke with a gorgeous muscly ass. That's who.
You. You couldn't even let me have one.
Full
beautiful
size.
Photo.
It's a show baby, mate.
I know, but I couldn't put that
on the wall. It'd be weird if you had solo photos. Yeah. That'd be so strange. I'd be like, why? Where's the rest of the show? What's she doing? Get online, check it out, Carrie Tommy Show. All I promised was viral sensations.
Yeah.
Right? You felt we went a little too far in the weird direction yesterday.
Well, I just
feel like this
was nothing
pulls it back.
Like you promised for anybody.
Christian, was it a viral sensation?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, so that's what I've delivered.
But the consensus from most people...
Call me the mailman.
The consensus
call me the
from
mailman.
Most people is they
go
can't
on.
Unsee it.
Call me the muscly-ass mailman.
I'm not calling you the mailman.
Do it. Call me the muscly-ass mailman.
Stop, mate.
Just
you've
try
already
it on
made
the
me
side.
Do the shoot. Don't
just
make me say...
Christian, call me the muscly-ass mailman.
Tommy, you're the muscly-ass mailman.
Don't do it, Christian.
Thank you. He delivers.
You don't get everything you want, mate.
Just get it. Sondae, you were asking us to go to phones... What would you like?
No, we're going to... 13, 10, 60.
I want to know what people think about it.
Oh, okay. I thought you were just throwing a chakra out there.
Yeah, we should wrap this. This has been really long.
Yeah. Okay, 13,
Pete,
10, 60.
We can ask Pete what he thinks.
Yeah, it's Carrie and Muscly Arsmail Man right around the country.
Thank you. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. How to Stay Married premieres tonight, 8:45 p.m. on Channel 10. The creator, the star, our dear friend Peter Hellyer joins us now.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me, Tommy and Carrie.
You walked in to a pretty tense studio at the moment.
You've come right at the right time because I don't know if you've been on the internet in the last 24 hours, but we are really getting some cut through on there.
Yeah.
The viral sensations that are our show's pregnancy shoot that we are doing together.
Because, as you know, whose baby...
It's the show's baby.
It's the show's baby. Yeah. Yeah. It's for ratings and it's the show's baby.
Yeah. Yeah.
And have you had the photos printed out yet?
I haven't had them printed out. On a phone-sized version was fine.
Yeah, okay.
It was enough.
For me. And
funny,
I saw...
funny that.
I saw two versions. I'm not sure which versions have gone out. All versions have been gone.
No, we discussed this yesterday. I showed you the version that Tommy wanted to send out that had him covered in jam.
Which is like a full-grown man coming out of your bits.
Covered in
jam.
Blood.
Everybody said, what was your verdict on that?
I reckon you made probably the right choice to go with the baby.
Yes. Thank you.
It was a little too disturbing.
Even people I know that like quite weird things are like, bro, you spent too long by yourself thinking. This is weird.
I would love you guys. The next move should be to get a psychologist in on air and talk that through. What does that say about your mental state? What are your feelings towards your co-host? Is it a is it a motherly role or is it something else?
So that was so that was the one that would never see the light of day.
Yep.
This is the one that, of course, we ended up releasing.
Yeah.
It's gone off its rocker on the socials.
Yep.
And then that was yesterday. Today's one, which has just dropped,
was meant to just be high
just
glamour.
Dropped,
he promised me it was going to be high glamour.
Yes. Yep.
So there's me in the shoe.
Oh, it's very glamorous.
Yeah. And then.
Oh, okay. You ruined the shot.
Exactly.
Full size me again.
I noticed that one's not going off online as much as the other one.
Is it not getting as much cut through?
I mean, not as much because I'm not birthing you. That's why.
See, you should have stuck. We should have done all birthing shots.
No, but you need. You seem to get more cut through when you got your top off.
No.
So maybe you should have been birthing me.
Now we're talking.
Speaking of cut through, something that is going to cut through, yep. I'm 100% sure, is your new show, How to Stay Married. I got to see a sneak peek this morning. I watched it on my walk this morning.
Oh, did you?
Yes, I did.
I mean, I don't encourage everyone to watch it on their walk. I'm watching it in your TV room tonight.
Unless you can take your ratings box on the walk with you.
Yeah, please.
It's starring you and Lisa McCune. And now I know your real life wife, and you guys are absolutely gorgeous together, but gotta say, you and Lisa make a pretty good couple.
They're calling us the new Bradley Cooper, Lady Gaga.
Oh, have you thought of doing a pregnancy shoot together? I find it really.
We've got the creative director ready to go. So tell us, for people that haven't seen it, tell us a little bit about the premise of the show.
So we have a lot of shows about the race or the search for the love and to get to the altar. Mm. In fact, our show is preceded by a show, that exact show, The Bachelorette, tonight. And this show is set 15 years after that. So we've got two kids. We're through ground zero. They're at school. They are out of nappies, obviously. And we are now, and we're happy. There's no affairs going on, no drug addictions. It's just a happy married couple, but we're trying to work out what's next in their lives and dealing with all the shit we all have to deal with from day to day, from finding out, making room for date night, working out how old the kids can be until you don't have to get a babysitter anymore. To vasectomies, the screen time, kids' sports, all that stuff.
And it's funny. It's really, really funny, and it's so relatable. Like, I'm still in the nappy zone. I'm still in the drop zone.
Oh, well, you are in the rubble right now.
But I saw this, but I know exactly what you're talking about. It's that lull. There's no problem. It's just okay, what's
and
next?
And I think we're always seeing shows when they're dealing with marriage, and it's always like a couple's right on the edge.
Dramatic,
yes. This is not that. This is something a bit closer to home in a way. I think what most people are experiencing is just they're happy, they love their partners, but they've also got other stuff they're dealing with.
Is this so? The Bachelor is the fantasy, and then this is the reality.
They're bookends. They're absolute bookends. Yeah. So the Bachelor is that love and everything. Yeah, that's where they're still open mouth kissing.
Yes.
and in How to Stay Married, there's a lot of almost sex.
Now, there is a tip that Carrie's put out there for how to stay happily with your partner, and it is kissing for 8 seconds, grundle to grundle. Have you tried that, or does that come up in your show?
Chris, I forgot to tell you this because Pete's friends with my partner, Chris, too. We've started kissing for 8 seconds every morning, holding it for 8 seconds. It's meant to bring us together before the day starts.
What's grundle?
Grundle to grundle.
Well,
undercarriage.
Okay. I thought it was just kissing, and then Chris said he missed the part that he was informed by the psychologist you actually meant to touch your genitals at the same time.
I thought grundle was some new device. I'm like, you see what people are reading on there? They're grundles.
Well, if you don't have access to another grundle, yeah.
To be fair,
you listen to music on your grundle too?
I can't find my grundle at the moment, so we're not doing the grundle to grundle so well.
Pete Ellie, can you stick around? You've got something. I don't even know what this is.
So something happened in my life that involved you. You pretty much ruined a very special moment in someone's life, we met. And we're going to tell Australia about that and meet the woman whose life you almost ruined next.
This is a great way to promote How to Stay Married.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Currently in the studio, we have the star of the new series, How to Stay Married, Pete Hellyer, with us. And if you don't catch an hour of Pete at 8:45 is not enough. Half an hour? How long ago?
Half an hour. No, 9 o'clock. Yeah.
Sorry, my walk was only half an hour.
Yeah, but
if you watch it twice. And why wouldn't you want to? But if that's not enough, you can join us earlier in the night at 6:30 to watch you for a full hour on the project.
But, I mean, you're watching Peter Hellyer at 6:30 on the project. You're watching Greg Butler.
Oh, sorry, yeah. Of course.
At 9 o'clock.
Of course.
On How to Stay Married.
Is it true that some people can't tell the difference?
some people can't. I couldn't. Lisa couldn't.
One of the great things I love that you do on the project is in our second ad break on the project, you like to get someone up from the audience and you like to do a promo with them so they get the chance to be on TV and tell the country what's coming up
next.
Isn't
that a special moment?
Oh, it is.
It is nice because, of course, Tommy, you do it when you're on the show as well. And you get to, and some nights you're waiting for people to volunteer, and other times people volunteer before you even say. Yes. What I usually say is, okay, you need to be 18 and over to participate in this. Which sounds a bit creepy, to be honest.
Because I don't know what's coming.
No, what's coming. and so sometimes the hands shoot up, and then other times you kind of have to convince people to get. But
So if you ever watch the show and think, I want to be on TV, it's a great way. Come into our studio audience, and you might get picked, right?
To read but the live promo.
Don't come in if you have anything that you're trying to keep quiet in your life, you know, that you're trying to keep on the down low, that you wouldn't want to be ruined on national TV. Because a couple. A couple of weeks ago, we had this gorgeous, lovely lady come up. You can tell us what happened, Pete.
Well,
she was lovely.
Absolutely lovely. She travelled down from Diane, I think her name wasn't she? Travelled down maybe from the Gold Coast from memory, and she was lovely. We're having a chat, and just before we went to air, I was explaining what we're going to do, which camera to look at, and just before we went to air, she goes, "I'm about to become a grandmother." And I was great. Yeah. Okay, that's great information.
And that's literally just before you go.
I thought I'll use that. I'll go.
So here we go. We've got it here. We've got using Diane's great news with her.
Sure. Hi, this is soon-to-be grandmother Diane from the Gold Coast. She's going to tell us what's coming up next.
Next, imagine if a movie star offered you a free lift.
Wow, imagine that!
Great.
Soon to be grandmother Diane.
Yeah. What's the problem here?
Only what happened when you stopped that little ad?
Well, she walked back to the audience and I heard the audience kind of laughing and going, oh no. And I was like, what's going on over there? And Diana told the audience and our warm-up guy that most of the family didn't know yet about... The impending
baby. You told the nation before the family knew.
I've done it again on live radio. This is a trap. I've been ambushed. Why did you make me tell them again?
So what had happened was Diane had had the chance to tell her daughter had told her, obviously, but that the son who was having the baby hadn't had a chance to tell his family because his family were from overseas?
Yeah, something like that. The corresponding grandparents didn't know.
Yeah, and what was the big surprise she had planned until you ruined it?
Well, arriving back in the country, I think on the Wednesday, that was a Monday, and they were going to be waiting there with signs saying, welcome back, estimated time of arrival, you know.
9 months.
August, you know. Yeah.
And you ruined it.
I ruined it.
Yeah. So what we thought we'd do is because we like, you know, live radio and love watching stuff go down on live radio, we thought we'd get Diane on.
I had nothing to do with this, mate.
She's joining us now. Diane, can you hear us?
Hello, Peter.
Hello, Diane. Oh, your voice. I'm not sure how to read your voice.
I'm really sorry that you ruined it.
Oh no.
I really ruined it. I'm sorry, I'm still upset about the whole thing.
Diane,
to be fair, Pete is one of the nicest men.
I'm a girl, but I tell you that this is such a shock. I wasn't expecting you to release that information.
Is there anything you want to say to Diane, Pete?
I can send you some Frankie Fish books that are in all good bookstores at the moment. How to Stay Married at 9 o'clock. That'll cheer you up tonight. I'm sorry. You probably shouldn't have told me that information before we went live on air.
He's having a crack at Diane.
I take full responsibility. I'm sorry if I've ruined lives and families. And I do apologise.
Do you take that apology, Diane?
I do accept your apology. I do, yeah. Thank you.
Diane, I'm going to join you in putting Pete out of his misery because he looks so stressed and uncomfortable right now.
Diane
actually emailed us and she said, you're totally fine, aren't you, Diane? It didn't ruin anything.
It was so good. They arrived the next morning on their own route. They're actually on their flight back from the US.
So they hadn't seen anything. And you had the special moment. Was it beautiful, Diane?
It was beautiful. Like, I absolutely freaked out when you did it. And I went, oh, my God, I've got to ring my son-in-law.
We all freaked out, Diane.
I'm so sorry. It was Ben Elliott. He's got a big mouth and he just ran it out.
You had me convinced.
And he said,
You had me convinced there, Diane. My heart was thumping. In season two, How to Stay Married, we're casting you, okay?
She's a great actress. Well, congratulations again, Diane, but congratulations to you, Pete. It's a cracking series, How to Stay Married. It premieres tonight, 8:45 on Channel 10.
No, we'll call it 9 o'clock.
Well, why does it say 8:45 on my sheet? Is it 9 o'clock, is it?
It's 9 o'clock.
Sorry.
Yeah, I just checked. Just watch The Bachelorette and follows that.
But oh, 9 o'clock. Straight after, yeah. Depending on how long The Bachelorette goes
for. Yeah, the home visit's okay. Tonight.
Ooh.
Thank you, Pete Elliott. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy
Little. All right, so I like to think that we have the ability through this radio to be like a community service platform, you know?
We are hardwired into the pulse of this nation.
We are, and I feel like we can, you know, reunite loved ones. We can, you know, we can make things happen. We can make people's dreams come true.
Yes.
Yes. This is not as full on as that.
I thought it was going to go into some weird kind of love song dedication.
No, but someone hit me up today with something that's happened to them and they're very upset about it. And I thought, you know what? If I can't help this person through our radio show, then why am I doing radio?
Oh, you may as well get off the soapbox and hang up the golden gloves.
Okay, so the races were on Melbourne Cup Tuesday, right?
Yes.
Big day, big full-on day, right? Yes. You were there. No, you weren't there. You're working. You're normally there. When I think Melbourne Cup, I think of you drunk. This is the first year that you weren't drunk. Sorry.
Sorry.
Can someone
pick Carrie up from the bottom of that verbal staircase that she just fell down?
To be fair, that's how you normally are on Melbourne
Cup
Day.
But yeah. We spent the day with each other that
day.
Yeah,
I know. It wasn't
doing this
memorable.
Radio show.
It wasn't memorable.
We were on air.
So lots of people go to work at the Melbourne Cup.
They
and
do.
This
good
one
recovery.
Young girl, 18-year-old, went to work at the Melbourne Cup. She was working catering, so serving people in tents and stuff.
Yes,
okay?
Hard work, long days, on your feet.
On your feet. This is close.
You'd be buggered at the end of that.
Chloe. So she gets to her job to start the day, right? And she has to take off her sensible shoes that she's been wearing to get, you know, walk the miles to get into the race course. Yeah. And she puts on her outfit, puts on her shoes she needed for the day and took off her jewellery because she's in catering and she can't be serving, you know, making food with jewellery on. So she put deep in the shoe that she took off, she put on a ring that her grandfather had given her for her 18th birthday.
Chuck it in the shoe.
Chucked it in the shoe and thought, I'll remember to put that back on at the end of the day.
Yes.
Day ends. Okay. She grabs the shoes, doesn't put them back on, just thinks, I can't be bothered, I'll wear what I'm currently wearing.
Yep.
Is walking out of Flemington and sees a woman who is struggling to walk in her heels, as most people are at the end of that day, right? Mm-hmm. And being the gorgeous girl that Chloe is, she said to the woman, she doesn't even know this woman, she said to the woman,
I know what's going to happen.
Do you want to wear my flat shoes? Yeah. And she gave the woman her flat shoes and the lady accepted and she walked off comfortably, not stumbling anymore. And Chloe went home and it was only the next day that Chloe went, where's my ring?
Oh, no.
Oh, no. That's right. My ring's in the toe of the shoe I gave a woman.
That woman is wearing it as a toe ring. Oh, no. I knew this would happen.
And so Chloe has contacted us and she is desperate to find this woman who should not be ashamed that she was drunk and stumbling out of Flemington at the end of the day because that's how we all are at the end of one of those days. But it is a beautiful coin
don't encourage
ring
it, though.
That sensibly. Was given to her from her grandpa for her 18th birthday. And she really, 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 really wants to find
it. So what are we doing? 13, 10, 60, if you've got a ring on your toe
that's
that doesn't
yours.
Belong to you and someone gave you shoes.
If someone gave you shoes
you might not even know.
End,
you could have,
I know.
You could have walked around and might have, if the shoes were a bit big, they might have still be banging around the end.
Exactly.
And you might think, oh, this lovely lady gave me some shoes.
Or it may have fallen out when she was putting on the shoes and you may have walked out of Flemington and seen a ring on the ground and picked it up. But if you've seen a ring that's not yours and you've thought, oh, that's a gorgeous ring and you've taken it home, or if you are the woman who got to wear these shoes.
I mean,
the saddest part is
advocate.
It's a good deed that she was doing
as
well.
It was a good deed. Yeah, it was a good deed. And
what's your devil's advocate?
Well, if this person is not as nice as Chloe is, this person receiving it, they might not have known. And now we've just alerted them to the fact that they've also scored themselves a free ring that they can pawn off for quite good
money. Well, if you want to see it like that, sure. But I believe in this gorgeous woman that was stumbling out of the track.
If we are going to use
our
pulse to the nation, we may as well, you know, say all possible scenarios.
No, I've got faith. 13, 10, 60, call us. We're going to try and reunite Chloe with her grandfather's ring.
Great.
The phones are already calling. Carrie Bickmore and
Tommy Little. Taking advantage of the pulse. The pulse being connected hardline into the pulse of the nation. Someone lost their ring at the races and we put the call out nationwide.
Yeah.
Do you know who has this ring? And Bickers, what are the results?
No one's called. Dane has called and said we should call the segment, though, that, to try and find the lost ring, Ringdorella, which is very clever.
Good. That's pretty good.
So it was worth doing the segment just for that, really.
Yes. Yeah. Yep,
but
good.
No, please do call us 131060 if you are have found a ring that's not yours. Very vague.
I've got a game for you.
Okay.
I've got it. If you just broaden that out to anybody that has a ring that's
not theirs.
I know,
I realise now the calls are all going to come in with people like, oh, when I was five, I found a ring.
I'm fine with all those.
Yeah.
I played a game in a former radio life called What's My Name?
Right.
Where people just rang in and they said, what's my name? And I had to guess by the sound of the voice what their name was.
Oh, that sounds fun.
It lasted 2 years before I got it right. And
Really? You got the name right in the end?
Yes.
Wow.
But I thought, oh, I love silly games. And I was chatting about this with Luke, my housemate. Yeah. And he goes, it's so funny you mention that. I literally came up with a new game the other day. And I said, what is it? And he goes, wait, 2 seconds. And he goes into his room, brings out the newspaper that he said in his room, right? And he goes, okay. And he holds up the newspaper and he goes, you've got to guess, what word am I looking at? And I was like, ooh, subject? And he goes, oh, no. It was and, right? And I was like, oh, damn. And then we played, what word am I looking at, for about an hour. And it was such a good
time. You're never, ever going to get that.
Buzz, let's play...
What word am I looking at?
Can I just ask one question?
Yes.
Did that game that you played on your previous radio show, did that lead to the demise of your radio show?
Not doing that show anymore.
Because I really don't want this game to ruin what we've got.
Buzz, play the opener again.
What word am I looking at?
Okay, I should let you know here, and you all get a go. Producers, everyone is involved here. The book we are reading from is Life Force, Barry Dubois and Miguel's book. Okay, yeah. The book is open, and I have picked my word. Carrie, go for it. What word am I looking at?
Pain.
Incorrect. Christian?
Hinge.
Incorrect. Buzz?
The.
Incorrect. Sonda?
Fabric.
Incorrect. Do they want to go out there, Buzz?
Yeah, let's go out there. What words, Tommy?
Where are we going out?
The airlock, Caitlin. The other producers.
Talk, Caitlin.
Sister.
Incorrect. Bell?
Friends.
No, guys, it was defibrillators. Great word.
So what happens let's now? Let's go. Right.
Now I pick a new word. Okay.
And what if I pick a word?
If you want to, yes, you can do that.
I'll do it.
Do you want a different book or the same book?
I'm going to go from the book Green Light by Benjamin Stevenson.
Ooh, Buzz, give us the sting.
What word am I looking at?
Okay, I'm ready. 131060 if you want to get involved as well. Have you picked a word? Because now it's important that you focus and you don't look around that word.
No. Nope.
Because I reckon my looking into your head.
Yep.
Oh, great. Tombstone.
No.
War.
No.
Ooh.
Ancient.
Nope.
Not bad.
Tired.
Nope.
Great guess. So out in the airlock.
They're talking to callers, but Bell can go.
Oh, yep.
The.
Hey,
what was it, Pickers?
Jack.
Oh! Tired and Jack.
Did
that's
you
only
say
five
this is so
letters.
Fun.
This is
it's
the
not.
Fun. That's only it's five really letters. Not. Christian, have a go. You've got Life Force. Okay, open it. So now just pick a word.
Okay, guys.
Pick a word. Have you got it focused on it?
You need this.
What word am I looking at?
You picked it?
I'm thinking it right now.
Absent.
Nope.
Oh!
Tired.
Nope.
You wrap up the segment?
Oh, close. Yeah.
Oh, okay, what's close to wrap up the segment? Boring.
Seven was the word.
Oh, yeah. Absent. I said absent and seven, same letters.
So many people have called.
131060. If you want to play, what word am I looking at?
Does this mean we're doing this for another break?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Ooh. Possibly to the end of the show.
Can we play the other game? I like the sound of that one better.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I mean, it's the game that's just going to change the radio landscape. Mm-hmm. Buzz, let's do it.
What word am I looking at?
Yeah, very simple. I've opened Life Force, Barry Dubois and Miguel's book here. I pick one word, I look at it. Easy, you just have to guess what it is.
Yeah.
Because give us an example. I picked one. What do you reckon it is?
T.
No, it was though. So close. Oh. Let's go to Nathan from Port Macquarie. I picked a new word. What is it?
Classic.
No, it's much. So sorry, Nathan.
Okay.
Great work.
Can I give one for Wendy?
Go.
Wendy, I'm currently open Yummy, Easy, Quick, Matt Preston's new cookbook. Mm-hmm. What word am I looking at?
Ingredients.
No.
Oh, good guess though, Wendy. Using the knowledge of the book there in your answer. Well played. Peter. I have my word. What word am I looking at?
Complete.
Oh.
Not bad. Not bad, I guess. It's following, though. I'm so sorry, oh. Peter. Thank you for playing.
Courtney's joining us now. I'm still flipping through the cookbook. Courtney, what's my word?
Roast.
Oh, no. It's so, do you know what's so close? The word was immature, and the word next to it is roast.
Oh, Courtney!
No, she's so close.
Courtney, you're real good at the game, though.
Well, I did call you up before with my ESP skills.
Yeah, great stuff, Courtney. Great stuff. Good to have you back. Michelle from the Central Coast, what word am I looking at?
You're looking at baguette.
Baguette.
Michelle, I'm so sorry, but you are shocking at this game. It was fractures. So sorry, Michelle.
All right, Kayla joins us. Kayla, I've put the cookbook down. I'm back to Green Light Now by Benjamin Stevenson. What word am I looking at?
Now.
Oh, no. Who?
All three letters. Who? One of them an O. Kayla, very good stuff. Oh, Daniel from Werribee, what word am I looking at?
Hair.
Four letters. There's an A.
What?
There's an I. It's ain't. I'm so sorry, Daniel. You're very close.
Damn it.
Final to Angel. Angel in Newcastle. I'm still reading The Green Light. What is the word I'm looking at?
Light.
Ooh, time.
Not bad.
I don't know why I went, ooh, nothing.
Then
like
that
it.
Was.
What word am I looking at? Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Bickers, photo number two went up today.
Yeah. Is it getting as much traction as you wanted?
It's getting a fair bit of cut through. We're already up to 2,000-something likes. Check it out on Instagram, Carrie and Tommy Show, if you haven't seen it.
Very different to the one you dropped yesterday.
Well, you and a lot of people thought yesterday's was maybe a bit much and perhaps not the class that we were going for, and so we decided to go high glamour with this.
Mm.
And here's what your partner Walks thought of it.
Jesus.
Okay, that's... Evie...
It's interesting. What's going on there?
What can you see?
Well, Carrie looks good.
And you... Sorry, you cut out mid-sentence there.
Carrie looks good.
Yeah. Yeah, it happened again.
It's all right, I'll describe it. So we've got Carrie looking like she's just done the cover of Who with a hand on her belly, and we've got... Tommy looks like he's in the slipstream of a bad fart.
That is what happened. That is what happened. Evie, what do you think?
Good.
Thank you. That's all we needed.
Do you know who those people are?
Mummy and you.
Yeah. Two members of the family. And yeah, and we've had a few people comment underneath.
Can I just ask, first of all, was glamour with you caught in the slipstream of a fart what you were going for? Is that exactly right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you've nailed that.
It's called windy glamour in the business.
Okay,
yeah. All glamour with beans. Okay. It depends which title you want to go with.
It's pretty accurate with how I'm going at the moment.
Yeah, I know. It's like someone gave you some dried apricots before the shoot. Do you need the wind machine on? No, she's fine. just a few comments here. Hey, this looks so fun, but I do hope you get one without Tommy, because
great.
This would be gorgeous. But then use the hashtag showbaby, so that's confusing.
Crop you out of this, though.
Wow.
I just thought about that.
This is what Ange said. Have you heard, dot, 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 Photoshop works wonders.
It does, Ange.
Which means I could also crop you out.
And then it's not a pregnancy photo shoot. It's just an idiot tangled in bloody fabric.
Idiot? Oh.
Oh, that's exactly what you are.
Oh.
In fact, I could have used a far worse word. You're lucky you got idiot.
Well, someone actually used my correct title, and this is Brock, because Brock's written, Carrie looks so gorgeous, and muscle butt mailman looks shocked and confused. Thank you, Brock.
We asked for your calls, 131060, what you thought. Larissa, what do you think of our second photo that's just dropped?
Carrie, you look fantastic.
Thank you.
Photo's gorgeous, but Tom, no. You wrecked it.
What, I wrecked it?
Completely wrecked it.
Oh, don't you think it's a bit of light and shade, a bit of, you know, kind of like...
No.
Yin and yang.
Yeah.
No
yeah.
way.
No, you think it just should be light and...
You shouldn't have been in that one.
What do you think of my muscly bum, just in general?
No, you can keep your muscly bum to yourself.
It was a weird question, sorry.
Sheree, I'm going to start this so that you don't get asked what you think of Tommy's muscly bum. What did you think of the photo?
You looked absolutely amazing. I think they're absolutely fantastic, but he just looks like an annoying little brother in the background.
That's the perfect description of you. The whole day, actually. Yeah. In fact, the kids were less annoying than you were that day.
Oh, it's absolutely beautiful. You look stunning.
Oh, thanks, Cherie.
That's
you, Cherie.
Okay. You're welcome. Good luck.
I don't know why I'm saying good on you. There wasn't many nice words towards me.
Okay,
I'm
so far...
I'm actually digging quite deep to find...
A nice comment?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Mate, you can't win them all.
I've got one here.
Maddie, your thoughts finally. How did you feel about the photo?
I thought it was absolutely stunning, but I do think it is a perfect representation of you both. Carrie is just gorgeous and glamorous, and Tommy's just really fun and kind of, you know... floats around all over the place. I mean, the photos he puts on the project where he's sitting in the background, it just sort of matches with that, if that makes sense, the project photos.
You can stay. Thanks, Maddie. You're the best.
I mean, she was way too kind.
Let's take
when
the last
she said it
answer
sums you up perfectly.
And ignore all the others. $100 price line voucher for you, Maddie. That's coming your way. Thanks for getting involved.
So, and Larissa and Cherie as well. You both get one.
Oh,
get out of
amazing. What's the plan? What's the plan for tomorrow? Give people a little tease. What are you thinking for tomorrow's photo?
I'm thinking art.
Art?
Or,
oh, that one.
Or
yep.
I'm torn between art or lifestyle.
Art or furniture?
Yes.
Is that a better
Well, I was dressing it up as a lifestyle because I thought
it's not really a lifestyle, mate.
You don't think so?
Have you ever done a lifestyle shoot? It's none of these are lifestyle.
Yeah, I did one the other day with you.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hughie and Kate up next, and they're in here with us right now.
Should we talk about it?
I think
I should talk about it.
We need to talk about it. What are you guys doing? What are you doing? Hughie, what are you doing?
Are you talking about drinking my own urine or not?
I think if you go to it that quickly, you know that that's what I'm talking about. Yes.
Look, it happened.
Didn't
and
we tell you? We told you yesterday it was going to happen.
I just know. You said you weren't going to do it.
But you were talking about is your mum got the horn for someone, and we thought.
You got to step it up. Is that what you thought?
You've gone from
urine?
0 to 100.
Was it your urine or was it like
what are we
going to
do now?
No, it was his urine.
That was
and
my
fact,
actual urine.
When the glass, which was
looked clear.
It looked clear. The glass, I can't convey to you how pungent the odour of it was.
I couldn't smell it.
So then it was sitting out with the producers.
For me, I didn't smell it.
Having lots of vitamins or something? You mean need more water if it's
Barocca?
Smelling that pungent?
Was it a Barocca?
No,
they go
because
right
that makes
through,
it, that changes the colour. This was very clear, so he was very hydrated. But nonetheless, the smell was as though he'd lived on nothing but asparagus.
Oh. Did you chill it?
No, it was warm. It was like a tea that had just been cooled down a bit. So it was
how
like
much
a,
did you drink? Did you just like go... Or did
you slurp a lot?
I had a couple of sips off air. I didn't mind
for
it.
What? Hold on, off air? Why?
Is there some company that's about to bring out urine that you're hoping for an endorsement with? What's going on?
No, but someone told me that Gandhi, he drank his own urine. So, you know, and look at him. Look where
he
ended up.
He also slept with his nieces to test himself. Want to try that, Hughie?
Anything to get ratings, I guess.
You were asking what you're
going to
do next.
But
you know there are health benefits to it, apparently.
Like what?
Apparently
it regrows hair.
Apparently
he doesn't have that problem.
Skin. No. And it can help people with allergies because I think your bladder makes...
Are you making this up?
No.
Do the health benefits outweigh the social deficits?
I'm not going to read the comments under the articles. I just won't. There's a number of articles and I'm not reading them because I think people are nasty and I don't need to know what they're saying.
Bill Gates did get up on stage with a jar of his own poo yesterday.
Did he?
So, is that real?
Yeah, it was literally feces.
Well, he needs to see a doctor because liquidy in the jar, didn't
well,
it?
Well, I know. Maybe
why
needs
did he do that?
More fibre. Because he's created the toilet of the future and he believes it's going to help the third world. I mean, his reason is for a much deeper reason than yours as to why he did.
Maybe it's not by Carrie because he's anti-squat toilets, but in fact squat toilets are much better aside from the hygiene aspect. Evacuation purposes. Yeah, the angles are exactly as they're supposed to be. Yeah. So that there's a compression.
The same way if you squat on top of a toilet, like not even a hole, you used to go to some countries and they squat on top of
I hate when you see
toilet.
The footprints on the seat.
Yes.
Felicia
made us
a very good bowel
movement. That's why sometimes they have signs.
This is all... Hey, I just need to bring... This is the
have
power
you found a comment?
This is the power of the hair. under Hughes's post where it says, Katie just convinced me that drinking my own urine would improve my health.
I didn't,
and
by
it's
the
you,
way.
And it's you holding a glass of urine.
My own urine. Yeah,
yeah, your own
straw,
urine.
Yeah.
The comment that has the most likes says, please get a haircut. You are very handsome, but much more so with short hair. Completely ignoring the fact that you've got a glass of your own piss in your hand.
All right, we're out of here on that note. Hughes and Ketter up next. Back tomorrow for your Friday.
Bye, guys. Ba-dum, boom, boom, boom,
boom. Oh. There goes another Carrie and Tommy catch-up, packed with all the bits you missed from the show. Don't miss your chance to win a pair of limited edition Nugget Budgie Smugglers. Just buy any 400-gram box of Ingham's Nuggets to be in the draw. Find them in the freezer aisle.